Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 6th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 180 years ago, today in 1844, Sir George Williams founded the first YMCA in London. The first meeting was held above a drapery shop in St. Paul's Churchyard and brought together 12 young men. By the time of the First World Conference in Paris in 1855, the YMCA movement was already established in 9 countries. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 69 degrees with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:19, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some showers, mainly between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and some patchy fog around 2. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 75 and wind of 6 to 9 mile per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Tonight, it'll be rainy with patchy fog and a low around 63. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just after noon with a low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will have a chance of showers, with thunderstorms possible after 9 a.m., with a high near 78. And there is a chance of showers through the weekend, with highs in the upper 70s. Monday has a chance of showers after 2 p.m., with a high near 77. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Marathon has unveiled a new logo featuring an updated unicorn mascot named Spike, symbolizing significant changes for the event. This rebranding coincides with the Boston Athletic Association's partnership with Bank of America, aimed at welcoming 10,000 new runners and raising $500 million over the next decade to promote a healthy lifestyle through running. The new logo was celebrated on Global Running Day at the Boston Marathon finish line. The next event, the Boston 10K, will take place on June 23. Now on to sports. The NBA is nearing a $76 billion TV deal with NBC, Amazon, and ESPN, which would span 11 years and significantly increase the league's media revenue. This deal marks a pivotal moment for the media and sports industries, highlighting the immense value of sports rights. NBC, Amazon, and ESPN are set to benefit from streaming and traditional broadcasts. These agreements could shape the future of sports broadcasting and media mergers, impacting the industry landscape profoundly. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Braves 9-0. Devers had a monster day with 2 home runs and 3 runs batted in. And Pivetta went 7 innings, allowing 1 hit with 9 strikeouts. And tonight, the Sox are on the road in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Buckle up, folks. It's finally here. It's game one of the NBA Finals. The Celtics are at home taking on the Mavericks. Tip-off is at 8:30. In top news, The debate over breakfast's importance continues among health experts. Dr. Emily Cooper emphasizes breakfast to prevent low blood sugar and improve mood, suggesting that even a sugary breakfast is better than none. Dr. Jonathan Rosand focuses on overall diet quality, not timing, highlighting the benefits of a nutrient-rich diet. For children and teens, breakfast aids learning and behavior. Intermittent fasting, often skipping breakfast, shows health benefits but remains controversial. Ultimately, personal preference and listening to your body are key in deciding whether to eat breakfast. In business news, James Rogozinski founded Wall Street Bets on Reddit in 2012, transforming his personal boredom and dissatisfaction into a cultural phenomenon. Originally a bored office worker turned options trader, Rogozinski created the forum to share high-risk trading strategies. The community exploded in popularity, especially during the GameStop frenzy of 2021, attracting millions of young traders disillusioned with traditional finance. Wall Street Bets symbolizes a rebellion against conventional investing, blending dark humor with risky trades, and reshaping the financial landscape. Today, young traders continue to engage deeply with the markets, driven by a mix of curiosity, rebellion, and the desire for financial empowerment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $71,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $172. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Australia's biodiversity is under threat, with about 2,000 native species at risk of extinction. Among these is the southern cassowary, a 5-foot-tall, flightless bird known for its razor-sharp talons. Conservation efforts are ongoing, including increased funding and habitat protection, but challenges remain. The southern cassowary plays a crucial role in seed dispersal, vital for rainforest health. Despite new government plans, conservationists worry it may not be enough to protect these velociraptor-like birds and Australia's unique wildlife. And in entertainment news, James Gunn's Superman is set to rejuvenate the Man of Steel's cinematic presence in 2025. The film will explore Superman's early days in Metropolis, balancing his Kryptonian heritage with his life on Earth. David Korenswet stars as Clark Kent, with Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. The cast also includes Edie Gathegee, Nathan Fillion, and Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor. Gunn aims to create an interconnected DC universe, bringing a fresh take on the iconic hero. Superman hits theaters on July 11th, 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish poet Oscar Wilde. He said, "If a thing is worth doing, it is worth doing well. If it is worth having, it is worth waiting for. If it is worth attaining, it is worth fighting for. If it is worth experiencing, it is worth putting aside time for." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.